Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the Internet, and welcome to this episode of Maxwell Silver Trender. Bang, bang, Maxwell Silver Trender came down upon his head. It's a Beatles song. Not their best work, but it's about a guy killing people with a hammer. I'm sure it means something else as well. But
nah, that was just about a dude killing people with a hammer.
I mean, you know, that seems to be what it's about. That is courtesy of Atlas Novak. I am Jack Swell. You are Miles Gray. And hey, here are some things that are a trendin'. We got a couple stories about anti-vaxxer fallout, or at least one story of anti-vaxxer fallout, and another story of a bunch of people who are in the fuck around phase, and it remains to be seen whether they will find out. So Washington State football head coach Nick Rolovich, you know, being a college football head coach, I think one of those good jobs. You don't want to lose that one. You get paid more than you tend to be like among your state's highest paid employees.
It's weird how America looks at the college football coach. Yeah. Like it's just below being a senator.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like because there's a pipeline. The you're like, well, they were a football coach in the Southeast. That's right. The governor at minimum.
What's the guy? Tommy Tuberville. Yeah. He was a football coach who became a successful politician, right?
I mean, he's in the Senate, but
I mean, yeah, if you consider that successful.
And he was trending recently because Trump apparently told him to protect yourself right before the January 6th insurrection.
Oh, okay.
On his Wu-Tang, I guess.
Protect before you wreck yourself. Bro. We will be talking about them a little bit later on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyways, he refused to get the vaccine and he got fired, which is, that's a big one. You know, the head coaches of major college football teams don't get fired that often. The school announced the move late Monday evening, explaining the coach's vax decision paired with state rules and regulations forced university officials' hands. Also, probably were looking to get rid of him. Four of his assistants, Ricky Logo, John Richardson, Craig Stutzman, and Mark Weber, were also being terminated over their refusal to get the shots. So
you're not a martyr.
Not a martyr, just sir.
Unemployed.
Yep.
At the moment.
And then a third of Chicago police chose not to disclose their vaccine status to the city by a deadline by which they were supposed to. More than 4,500 officers who didn't comply with the mayor's requirement could face getting fired as both the city and the police union fight the matter in court.
I think the head of like the policeman's union there was like had a restraining order filed against them by the courts, because what he was essentially doing was like encouraging a strike.
Yeah.
By being like, well, you know, we're going to, you know, just sort of the language of it without saying, like, articulating it fully that that's what was going to happen. But he seems to be, you know, imbuing a sense of confidence in the police force there to be like, well, God, well, don't worry. We're going to sue so quick if they try and put you on unpaid leave.
Let's
for
see you
preventing,
try.
Preventing an unnecessary death. That is the number one cause of deaths among police officers in the entire country anyway. Mm-hmm.
I would really like to see a city like have a radical plan to, when their police force strikes, just have a bunch of people out on the street who just use common sense to solve people's problems and see how much better that works for their
That would
community.
Be like the genius long play to defund the police, where it's like, right. Push this and we're going to get all this shit ready. And then when it happens, we'll immediately channel the funds to the proper departments to create better social safety nets for the residents of our towns. And that's one way to look at it.
Yeah. And then in related news, Biden's child vax plan is coming into focus.
Yep.
So on October 26th, the FDA's advisory panel will vote on whether or not the FDA should authorize vaccination shots for children between 5 and 11. And if they recommend authorization, the CDC could quickly roll out the plan for pediatric shots by early November. So closer to relief for most parents, but I would also say one step closer to a giant clusterfuck of parents who were okay with getting the vaccine for themselves and are still very much like, I don't know. Like, it's part of this generational thing that you see with parents now, where they're like working through something with how much they are focused on their kids and just like, you know, programming every minute of their day and making sure that they're always like, they always know where they are. And, you know, I think that this is going to be a brighter line than people might expect when with parents and their kids getting vaccinated.
Totally. Like a reckoning with, I think that's the problem, or not the problem, but that's just sort of the situation a lot of parents that are our age and, you know, like Gen X and younger kind of parents, is that we have like, we're aware of the damage that may have been done to us in childhood.
Right.
So we have that to consider, like, and raising a child, you're like, oh, fuck, like, don't fuck them up.
Right.
And then all this other information about, you know, the child development and things like that, that our parents certainly didn't fucking have. So for us, it's like, I don't know, they can read. Shit seems okay. Like, and now it's like, okay, like, what is in the diet, blah, blah, blah. Like, for me, the most, you know, nutritional guidelines my mom had was more like, you'll eat Japanese food I make and you don't drink soda.
Yeah. No, I mean, I feel like it is the kind of urge for control over their kids' lives is like kind of not fully healthy or possible, you know, right. Like planning every moment, controlling diet, like their children's digestive tracts are like pristine lab experiments that have to like, could be tainted with the smallest like imperfection. I know parents who like, you know, will bring little containers of food to birthday parties so that their kids only eat like
don't
stuff.
Eat the sullied pizza. God forbid a child's birthday party.
Like their kid is fucking royalty and they're afraid they're going to be poisoned. Like it's a palace intrigue. Then I don't know. Yeah. Like my parents were good with me leaving the house at 10 in the morning and going to play in the woods. And then, you know, as long as I was home before bedtime, like they weren't that worried. And that's kind of unthinkable to me. Like, even though, I mean, I did like living in LA is definitely different than living in Wheeling, West Virginia, but like I'm sure it would be just as safe. Like,
Do you find like, because I get, and I also, I get why a parent wants to have this kind of, like, they want to ensure the best outcomes, but unfortunately there's too much information out there that is creating like all these other, you know, patterns in parenting that I think, as much as they might think it helps like the physical development of them, like, yeah, what is the kid who was used to never eating what the hoi polloi scum children around him or them were eating, you know, what that person is like in adulthood or what notions they have of being separate or part of something. And, but I also get like freaking out. I think about like, if I'm going to be a parent, like where I might do things differently than my parents or like shit to know, like, oh shit, now we know this about how kids will fuck. Yeah. I definitely want to consider that because I want to give my kid the best thing. But then it can turn into these runaway situations where now you will even like, you'll be like, yes, the vaccine is safe. This will be preventing, you know, untold terrible outcomes. But yeah, my kid, I just don't know. And I wonder if it's more susceptible too. Like if there are people whose kids are between 5 and 11, like you're a newer parent versus maybe somebody's like, man, I got 2 teenagers and a 6-year-old. Like, yeah, I'm getting that kid vaccinated.
It's certainly been ground out of you by the time your kid's a teenager. It seems like, based on just talking to older, like parents with older kids, they're just like, I don't know, man. They'll be fine.
They're like, do you feed your kids? Are they allowed to eat the pool party food? Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, now he just eats like bags of Subway tuna and must bottles of mustard. We're past that.
Yeah. But like, I think it's all the stuff that, you know, it's the media is very like fear-based now. There's so much of it. Like you said, there's so much information. I think there's something more. I think there's something with, you know, being... like our lives being out of our own control more than they've ever been. And mm-hmm. so like kind of some sort of transference or like displacement of that stress onto just, I've got to control. My child is the most important thing in my life. I must control that.
Right.
But I think it's going to, you know, I think it's going to be a thing. Like I think Bannon, you know, in his focus on disgruntled parents, like might be onto something again.
Oh, hopefully hell yeah. Not,
but.
There's energy there, and that's all he's looking for. He's reading the room and he's like, nah, this can be a group of people who can be convinced of a slightly tweaked worldview.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Zeit gang, customers are rushing to your store, but do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it, you know, like a literal POS? Well, you need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Connect with customers in line and online. Look, you want to use TikTok? Well, guess what? They have plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns on platforms just like that. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Now, I was looking at Shopify.com, and I'm trying to get some answers. Let's say, you know, I had a bustling retail business, and I need, you know, maybe some hardware to be able to sell my wares on the street, take credit card payments, whatever. And I know Shopify is easy to use. Half the time I buy something online, I'm like, oh, yep, they're using Shopify. And if you need to learn more, check out their website. It's super easy to navigate, whether you have questions about how you can optimize your inventory or, again, looking for hardware to make sales easier. Shopify.com has all of that. Just go there. Check it out. So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at Shopify.com/TDZ, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/TDZ to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/TDZ.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, I'm home.
Everyone knows that it's Dad's job to be a bit of a joker.
Sorry I'm late, everyone. There was an accident at the factory. Monty fell into the upholstery machine. Don't worry though, he's fully recovered.
Good one, Dad.
Did you get the pizza for dinner?
So he likes to keep everyone happy with some dad jokes.
Yep, right here. I had a coupon, and it saved me a lot of dough.
Well, the truth is, Dad is just a fun guy.
Hey, I'm not a mushroom.
Please stop. Where does he get these stupid jokes from?
He listens to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast.
Oh, great. More dad jokes for me.
We've delivered over 15,000 jokes to over 3 million listeners, and man, the postage fees are killing us. Listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back, and Netflix is trending because trans employees and allies have walked out today in protest of the Chappelle special, The Closer. And co-chief Ted Sarandos did a very confusing walk back where he said, you know, some of his recent memos regarding Dave Chappelle's latest special were, you know, my bad. I made a mistake with those.
Should have led with more humanity or something.
Should have led
like
with
that.
More humanity. Like, so it was a branding and messaging issue, but not a content issue
because
he stands by 100% what he said.
But he also did have to clarify, like, but I also 100% believe that content on screen can have impact in the real world, positive and negative. Okay, that's the one part I'm changing. I'm changing
uh-huh,
that part.
Uh-huh.
Cool. Yeah, so that's cool. Try and have your cake and eat it too. I don't expect anything less. But it looks like they had planned for a smaller demonstration in front of the Netflix building in L.A., and the organizers realized a lot more people were coming, so they went to like a different location to accommodate the number of people that are coming out. Because again, is even though the entire special was not about this, people again, I hear this constantly. That's not the whole thing, though. Yeah, I know. I watched it, but this part that stands out as someone who is sensitive to trying to create a more equitable world and knowing. Nah. You can't really. That's not it. You can't do that. And that's the point. Not the. I don't know. Whatever. Many.
But he said some things that weren't that.
Yeah, I know that. Thank you. But I'm looking at this, and much in the same way, I would hear even an offhanded Asian joke or some shit, I would immediately be like, "Yo, this person's trash."
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if the whole thing isn't like that. It's just that you understand the harm that comes with. Just belittling people's struggles or reducing people to a punchline. That's what this is about. It's not that. I think that's the nuance that people are having trouble actually understanding rather than them saying, you don't understand the nuance of the comedy.
Right.
There's no nuance when someone says, I'm team turf.
Right.
Trans women are not women. There's no nuance there.
Yeah. Manchin is trending because there are reports that he may be leaving the Democrats to be an independent.
Yeah,
he says bullshit.
Listen to this. This is because again, Mother Jones printed this. I think David Corn was the person who reported on it, and this is him. Like someone caught him outside, you know, around D.C., and this is his just unequivocal denial.
I can't control rumors, and it's bullshit. Bullshit spelled with a B-U-L-L, capital B.
So That's bullshit.
B-U-L-L capital B?
Yep, spelled with a bull and a capital B and a full-on shit after.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if this is true. A lot of people are like, maybe, maybe not. There's definitely enough. If there's enough there to be like, well, he's certainly not thinking like someone who is trying to support a party platform that they're supposedly.
Is he? Would that change anything? Like, I know it would change the math, but the math doesn't mean shit as long as he votes like a Republican, right? Like, if he changed to a independent, like that would just be.
Just saying, if in this version, if that's true, then it just means that he'll caucus with whoever he wants to, whenever he wants, like however he feels
right.
like it.
Got it.
You know.
Okay.
Regular old Joe Lieberman. Works.
Yeah. Oh man. What a presidential candidate.
Plant for the GOP, and I think that's why people are like, "What the fuck is this?" Like,
yeah.
But again, he's saying it's spelled with a capital bull.
Yes. Fuck Joe Biden was trending because so the Boston Red Sox fans. Maybe this was actually the first one. So after one of the games, they were chanting fuck A-Rod and taunting A-Rod about the fact that his marriage had ended. And those things got bleeped out. But then in Boston, after a 9-2 drubbing by the Houston Astros, Sox fans broke out a fuck Joe Biden chant. And that one did not get muted or edited out. It's interesting that Boston is going in the direction of,
or like, I don't know. Are they just like full on leftists out there? Red Sox fans? Is that why they're like, yo, this fucking immigration is the same as Trump's, it's trash. What you doing about the pipeline, asshole? Fuck
Joe Biden. It.
What you doing about fucking rent moratoriums or fucking student loan? Anything? No. Okay. That's one version to think about it. But yeah, see how like baseball is the game that lost their shit when Ken Griffey Jr. wore his hat backwards.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a mixed bag over there in the MLB.
Mm-hmm. And then that Wu-Tang album that is one of one, that is a single album, has been, I guess it had been sold a while back, but we now know who bought it.
Yeah.
And it is the most boring answer you could possibly imagine.
You're like, oh shit, was it a consortium of Wu-Tang fans who like crowdfunded buying it? It's some group, a collective called Pleaser DAO, and they paid an intermediary $4 million for it. So Shkreli bought it for two million back when when it first came out, and they sold it for four because I get it, it's a one of one Wu-Tang album, that's just not going to depreciate. But this, like, obviously the government had to seize it because they had to settle the money judgment against him, which is like $7.5 million or something. So that's a good chunk of his debt being, you know, serviced with that Wu-Tang album. But the people who got it said that they're keeping it in a vault somewhere in New York City.
It's a consortium. I assumed it was like rich people. Is it?
Probably. I mean,
okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't get $4 million without.
Yeah. And I'm sure they are part of like probably in the crypto world because they've been buying like other digital assets before. So who knows who is really behind this group? But they said that they wanted to ultimately make the album like actually available for people to hear, because at first they made it, that was like a thing RZA did as like a protest thing.
Right.
To make the album, because like, oh, the digital shit is like just too, like, fuck it. This is an album y'all never heard. But this apparently, if Bobby Digital and his co-producer Silver Rings, if they will say yes to it, then maybe people can hear it.
But wouldn't that ruin the point of the album?
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think they give a shit about what the RZA's intent was, clearly. If they're like,
right.
yeah, more on that later, RZA.
We're going to sell this shit. RZA. Are you? I'm assuming you're also a collective of investors, RZA. Yeah.
What is this, Regional Zillionaire Association?
And then Being the Ricardos is trending because they released a trailer, and I've never seen something like this where like the whole thing is a build up to a reveal that never happens. Like, it's all, you know, voiceover from Nicole Kidman as Lucy Ricardo. And everything about the trailer indicates that it's going to be like, you know, a close-up of her, and she's going to like have some amazing, like, you know, line read that you're like, holy shit, she is Lucy. But it just like doesn't happen. You don't get to see her as Lucy, which has some people being like, uh-oh, is this not working? It's also from visionary director Aaron Sorkin.
Oh, man. Hell
my
yeah.
Favorite director.
All right.
Yeah.
Let the coke fly.
Let the coke fly like it's a LeBron James warm-up ceremony.
Wait, so in the whole thing, that's the one where like in the people being like, all right, let's get ready. And it looks like they're about to prepare for like a big take. And then they keep showing things around Lucy.
And then don't show her.
Oh, yeah. It's just like all the back of her head and shit.
Yeah.
Or is that her when I see... Oh, there's like one shot, right?
Yeah, but it's like... It's not dramatic or like it's a incidental shot, you know? It's almost like Aaron Sorkin's a bad director or something, but we know that can't be true. So
yeah, like give us God, she better be killing it as Lucille Ball, or else like can you imagine they're like, fuck, don't even show it. Fucking L from the beginning. Just
they have to cut around her like a Henry Cavill in the first couple Supermans.
Right.
Where they're just like, oh boy.
And they're trying to make something up. They're like, oh, well, we have to delay it, actually, because we got to Photoshop Nicole Kidman's wig off for another wig that she had from White Lotus, which came from that other production. So some problems a little bit.
All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Kurt Woodsmith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jordan Gonsalves, and I'm a journalist. Join me on my new podcast, But We Loved, coming May 15th, where queer elders recount the amazing history they've lived through.
In the middle of Wall Street, they stopped traffic. They were doing a die-in.
And in the process, share little gems of wisdom for the next generation.
The key is to understanding yourself, learning to love and embrace yourself.
You can listen to But We Loved May 15th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.